This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans Training Camp 2025.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little scared right now.
Why?
Because Austin Deculus and Ed Ingram saw my A&M shirt, and they were not nice
That's
to me.
That's true. That is true. they did look like they wanted to beat you up, but they were like, it's fine. It was a nice light day of practice.
That LSU blood runs deep, man.
All right, we have the great pleasure of being joined right now by the defensive coordinator of your Houston Texans. His name is Matt Burke. I've been told he is a delight to talk to. So, Matt, no pressure.
Oh, man. First you throw, I got to talk to Deck and Ingram for you guys. Now this is a lot.
He's not your boss.
All right, cool.
He doesn't
cool.
run nothing here. You do what you do here. No, I'm excited to have an opportunity to talk to you. This is my first time out at training camp, so I've been excited about getting a view of everything just generally. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, obviously, fans are out here tomorrow. So, for me, for the fans, from a coach perspective, like, what are you looking at? Because it's easy for us to just kind of look at it as a spectators. What are some of the things that you're looking at and picking out in any given practice out here at training camp?
Yeah, I would say, and it's actually maybe somewhat unique to how we operate here. You know, every day we give the players like one specific thing. We call it the JOT, the just one thing. And so every day we're kind of, hey, for this period or for this whole practice, like, you focus on this thing. Can you get better at this, or can you master this one technique? You know, instead of like, you know, we're installing a lot right now as we're going through the process and kind of filling the plate up from a call sheet perspective and stuff. So we try to like give each guy like a narrower focus kind of day to day. So it helps us too as coaches. So now I'm like watching you.
Yeah.
I can really focus. Hey, I told you this is the one thing you're trying to get better at. Like, are you really working that technique? So, we try to give them like a little bit more narrow focus because it can, you know, you guys know it's camp. Like, there's a lot going on. Fans are coming tomorrow. Things pick up. It's getting crazy. Like, how can we really like really narrow the focus for those guys to give them something specific to get better at?
So 2 years ago, you had some rookies excel for you right out of the chute. Then you did it again last year with some rookies excelling right out of the chute. And I'm serious. I remember after the season, I'm like, what's his approach? So what does he do, or what does he try to emphasize? Because it's not a common thing for rookies to boom, you know, come right out, and you got some more this year. So, what is your defensive philosophy, approach, whatever, to get the rookies integrated?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we got rookies every year.
Yeah, well,
they keep coming. We can't stop them.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Yeah,
right?
No.
But you know, I mean, defensively, they had good years both years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think like it's a credit to our coaching staff. I mean, we spend a lot of time with those guys, and D'Amico builds in a lot of extra work in terms of extra meeting time, extra on-the-field stuff with those guys. So, you know, they're part of the team. Like, I feel like the old school, like, rookies and hazing and all that stuff, that's a little bit kind of part of the past. Like, these guys are pros, and they're part of our team now. And so our job as coaches is to get everybody ready to play, you know. Yeah. And we always tell everybody, you know, it doesn't matter – rookie, vet, high pick, free agent, like, man, if you can help us win and you're committed to the process and getting better and taking coaching, like, then you're going to play. Like, we're not, you know.
Just be a little diligent what you're throwing
at them. For sure.
Yeah,
but I think it's really not.
Or am I wrong?
They're released in a gen pop, man. Like, they're with the crew. It's just then they get bonus stuff. So, like, hey, we have an extra meeting at night. that those guys kind of circle back. So sort of as the day wraps up, let's get back with those guys and make sure they're kind of full process on everything. So they just get more extra, but we kind of throw them to the wolves and put them out here and let them compete. And and as they show us that they can take more on and that they're capable, then we just kind of keep feeding more and more. So, yeah, we just try to get them right, man.
We're talking to Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator of your Texans, and I love this kind of talking about the young guys as they come in. For you as a head coach, what are some of the – especially, or sorry, head coach, as a defense coordinator, I mean, soon.
I'll take it, yeah.
Who knows?
Brian's guy.
Just speaking things into your existence, right? No, but what are some of the questions that, especially at this juncture of training camp, that you love hearing, that you're hearing at this time, especially from younger guys?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, all of it, like, you know, you just can usually tell, like, probably every profession, right? Like, there's guys that are asking questions just because they want to ask a question. When there's, like, the real insightful, like, hey, or I saw this play. Like, I think it's actually cool, you know, because we always preach, say the quote-unquote first team's out there getting reps. Like, are you paying attention and watching to get your work in or, like, get a mental rep? And so I actually really appreciate when those young kids come up with questions that happen not when they're on the field, but when someone else is on the field. Like, that tells me they're watching and they're paying attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, hey, I know that they're watching, you know, so J-Rock, Jalen Smith's watching Sting, and something happens, and he asked me a question about that. Like, I know he's paying attention to all the other stuff, not just, like, I was on the field and this happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that to me shows, like, a broader understanding of how to grow. So I appreciate that. And then, honestly, like, just to break off from that, like, I appreciate that we still have these vets that, that want to get better, that are asking questions. So when Danielle Hunter comes and has me something he wants to talk about, or whoever those guys, like, you know what I mean, that when we have those vets that are also still trying to get better, I think the rookies – see that process too, you know, so we have a great group of veterans on this team and on this defense. So I appreciate those guys still working their craft to get better every day too.
Is it betraying trust for me to ask maybe what your favorite question has been thus far?
Okay, all right, fair enough. It's coming up.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, how would you describe your collaboration right now with D'Amico? It was, you know, it's been, speaking of 2 years ago, it's kind of been a...
D'Amico apparently, yeah, like, okay, I don't know, it's that, out.
That's one guy's, that's one guy's opinion.
that was bad timing right there.
I had no idea he was walking by. But anyway, like 2 years ago was a question. It's not even a question anymore.
Yeah. You know, I think like it was funny, whenever when I got here and we had never worked together before. And so, but... had a lot of overlapping circles and a lot of guys that we had both worked with that, you know, worked together, kind of were almost pushing us together that, like, hey, like, schematically, philosophically, like, just as personally, like, you guys would really, like, connect. And so,
And you said that in the past, but now it just seems like.
Now we've gone through those fires and we've worked together for the 2+ years and it's just even, like, kind of merged even more and more. And I think... like I said, we renovated the offices a year ago, you know, like we're right across the hall from each other. And so I think it's just like I've learned how to communicate with him a lot better, you know, just from working together. And again, now we have a shared history. I think that's always like I've worked with a lot of guys on this staff with Corey Unlin and Dino Vasso and You just start having a shared history and things you can go back to. Hey, remember when that happened in the Buffalo game last year? Right, like, that's kind of similar. You know, you sort of have a shared language that you build that just even helps ease that communication even more. It's been great.
I imagine that communication gets really big in trying to take this defense to an entirely new level. I mean, fantastic defense last year. But if there was two things that, from the outside looking in, I thought were like, okay, these are places that maybe are standing in that way. Tackling, I imagine, is a big deal for you. And then, like, those big, big explosives that were – I mean, if you had those, I imagine this is one of, if not the best defenses in the league, but, you know, flat out. How do you go about, like, tangibly changing those? Because it's easy to be like, hey, we want to be better at that. What are the processes? What are the steps to make those things better?
Yeah, I mean, so that's probably twofold. I mean, or probably separate answers maybe. Okay. I mean, like, a lot of time, I mean, our defense, schematically, like, everything's based on not giving up explosives. Sure. Like, that's a starting point probably for most defenses. But, like, just that's very part of it. I mean, we talk about it and – when we identify the realms that you know, that we think would lead to, like, we have a statistical sort of setup, things that we like identify as like leading to wins, and not giving up explosives is really at the top of that list. So I would say schematically, usually the explosives are more schematic stuff or things like we made a mistake on. Like, it's funny, we actually had this conversation, Meek and I, a few days ago. Like, man, we start looking back at all those things, and it's really like, I didn't feel that we were getting beat physically or, man, someone's just out matching us. But, like, man, we made a mistake in a scheme or an adjustment that cut somebody loose or got behind us over the top. So I think that's just, like, we talk about playing with precision and practicing with precision. Like, that's the, like, hey, we can't – like, we want to be a great defense, a championship defense, the number one defense, whatever you want to label it. If we have those aspirations, like, the precision has to be every single play, play in and play out. We can't give up. I screwed up, or I stepped wrong, or my eyes were in the wrong spot, so that guy got out, and that we led to an explosive play. So I think harping on the precision within the scheme has been really where the explosive thing has come in terms of how we're talking. And tackling's, like, physical. Like, it's hard to train that, obviously, in the off season when you don't have pads on. So really focused a lot, honestly, in the spring of the things that lead up to the tackle, like closing and our tracking angles and how we're getting there. Obviously, you can't finish the play and finish a tackle in spring. Hopefully, when we start putting pads on next week, like that starts getting a little bit closer. But you can still train sort of like everything up to that moment. So if you take a bad tracking angle, that's also leads to a missed tackle. You know what I mean? Not just the actual physical part of it. So we did spend a lot of time trying to, like, work on that stuff.
And I like that you pointed to John with that. Like, he's going to be a tackling dummy of sorts.
Yeah, sure. We can work that.
We can get him out there if you need him, by the way.
I'm good for one play.
That's fine.
And then a stretcher.
We'll save it.
And then a cart. All right, so I know we only have a few more minutes, so I can't let you go without getting our annual Matt Burke the Adventurer update. Anything this summer?
I had a couple trips, smaller trips. I'm a big scuba diver as well, so I went diving down in Belize for like a 4 or 5 day stretch. Ooh. Did some spear fishing and some things there. And then actually this summer, my last weekend, it was really cool. I was up with a bunch of my college buddies. It was 16 of us. We still actually keep in touch.
Wow.
All the guys kind of I played with.
From Dartmouth?
At Dartmouth.
Yeah.
And we went up to, like, off the grid in Idaho, up in the Frank Church Wilderness, like, up in the mountains. No Wi-Fi, no cell phone service, like, literally. So I really got to reconnect with a lot of those guys. It's the first time we've all been together. Like, a lot of them come to games where I see three or four here, depending on what city we're in. But we had a huge group and did some fly fishing and some hiking. Woo! And
my man right there
got out of it for a little bit. It was the last weekend we were off. I flew back Sunday night at like 7. We're back in the office first thing. So it was cool.
All right, so that leads to the last one for me. I don't know if Reggie has anything. Which reality show would you do best in? I've got a list.
You're going to give me choices?
The Amazing Race.
Oh, I don't watch any of this, but I'll have to.
Well, you kind of know.
Yeah, I got it.
I picked some mainstream ones.
Okay, cool.
Amazing Race, Man versus Wild, Life Below Zero, or Naked and Afraid?
Oh. I mean, I feel like The Amazing Race is probably going to be the one. I mean, I've been to, like, probably almost 60 countries. So I feel like that's the one they travel around different countries and do different things. Yeah, so I feel like I could do on that. I mean, I'm actually pretty comfortable being naked too. So
okay.
So I'll probably toss up there, you guys.
Don't
put a poll out like who wants to see me naked on your radio,
no,
please.
God,
but
no.
I feel like our text line will answer regardless. we'll pass that information to you.
Yeah, so I'll go with Amazing Race just to be safe.
Could you live off the grid for a month?
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, not with my children. I miss them. Maybe if they're with me, but yeah. I really enjoy just being away. Honestly, in this profession, I got to talk to guys like you all the time, yeah, and yeah, can't hide.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
But no, it's nice, like, really to just, like, I mean, you can't check your phone. You're just kind of off it. I really enjoy kind of getting that reset. So,
man, it has been a great pleasure getting this chat with you, Matt. Yeah. And then also, I'll say, you delivered well beyond what I expected. I
appreciate it, fellas.
People saying that it was going to be a great talk to the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans team, Matt Burke. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, man. Sir. Yes, sir. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. As always, you can get involved, 713-572-4610. Our guy, third baseman for the Astros, Isaac Paredes, got his hair highlighted live on Instagram today, or actually yesterday, I think. What's a fashion decision that you made that you regretted? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that and a little more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.